38.9 of the Big 550 KTRS. Monday morning, we check in with Dick Weiss, media critic extraordinaire. Dick, good morning this morning.
Hey, McGraw, how are you?
I am doing great.
Go away for a few days and you get yourself into some hot water, huh?
Well, I've been in hot water. It was just a release to the public that I'm now in some hot water.
How long has this been going on?
You know what? It's a good question. I think it's been going on for a year and a half, 2 years maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a story that's interesting on so many levels. My sympathies first.
Well, thank you very much. We're talking about, for those who didn't hear about it, Friday in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Jim Gallagher wrote a story about how I am on the hook for a fine from the IRS for $500,000.
And now, I've been out of town. What part of the paper did that play in? Was it A1?
It was the business section.
Okay, because it's a top story on my mobile phone.
Really?
You hit go to STL Today. I guess it's her mobile site, and you're still number one. This morning on my phone.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Worth $500,000.
Now, one of the things
you can't buy that publicity.
One of the things I was most upset about in the article was they had a picture of me in my back door, and you can't see the screen door that I made behind me.
No, and they lopped the top of your head off, looks like.
Well, I don't care about that.
But here's a guy who actually has hair, and they took it away from you.
But I'm upset because you don't get a accurate picture of that screen door that I made for my house. Yeah.
Next time, of course. Now, is this a civil case, or can you go to jail?
I don't think I can go. Who knows? If they can find me $500,000 for nothing, who knows? I'm sure they can throw me in jail. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question as a journalist and as a in terms of journalistic ethics.
Yeah.
Do you have an attorney, I take it,
uh-huh.
as well as an accountant?
Yes.
And did the attorney advise you to go public with this, or is this something you're doing on your own? Because most attorneys say, shut up.
Right, yeah. No, I don't think, it's a good question. I don't think they had one way or the other. It was like, you do whatever you think you have to do, whatever. So, I mean, they didn't advocate one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
And quite frankly, I was, I think it's a story that needs to be told, quite frankly. And I mentioned something last Monday on the show, and then so words sort of got out. But I will tell you this, there is one of the things, every time somebody who's in a somewhat public, somebody who's known to the public, I'm a local minor celebrity. Every time they're involved in a scandal, they always say, oh, no, I don't want to talk about it, but when I can, I'll tell you the whole story.
Right, right. Yeah.
To which I said, no, I'll answer any question whenever anybody wants, uh-huh. any day or night, I will answer whatever question. Because
Were you about to be outed on this? So was this about to be published somewhere anyway, or is this something you took some proactive measures?
There is some legislation trying to work its way through Congress,
mm-hmm.
and so I thought it would add to the conversation if people knew that there were. Well, one of the thing was I was struck by how many people didn't want to say anything. Because they were afraid of the IRS.
Right. And you were localizing the story. It wasn't like a reporter like Jim Gallagher had some information, called you.
Right. Okay. And I was struck by how these calls of racism and fascism and Nazism at these town hall meetings talking about death panels, which didn't exist. But quite frankly, if there are hundreds of thousands of people who are caught up in this mess with the IRS and they're afraid to talk for fear the IRS would come down even harder on them, I said, how can we be so afraid of our government? To which I finally said, you know what, this story needs to be told, and I stepped forward and said, somebody can tell my story.
Now, did Did you talk to the reporter before you went on the air with it, or did the story appear before you started talking about it?
I mentioned it because this legislation is sort of working its way through Congress. I mentioned that on Monday, and then but Jim Gallagher got the crux of the story. There's only so much I could tell of the story myself. Then he told the whole story on Friday.
And, well, now you're a talk show host, which is sort of puts you in a little bit different position than a journalist. Let's just say Jim Gallagher had the tax man coming after him.
Right.
If he went to his bosses and said, I want to write something about how the tax man's coming after me, the bosses might not have let him do that because they're, in a sense, is sort of self-dealing. In other words, you're positioning yourself conceivably,
right,
but the perception might be that you're positioning yourself to have some advantage that any other reader might not have. Now, a talk show host is different. Your personality as much as you are a reporter, although you are a reporter. I see you out at all kinds of events taking notes and getting information and so on. So it's a little different, but it just raised all kinds of interesting issues. Then I was thinking about how if you went into a 7-Eleven, and we're going to rob the place, and you emerged with, $50 and a Slurpee on one level, and on another level, you got, $5,000 out of the cash till.
Right.
Would the penalty be different?
I don't know. I'm sure there are degrees, right? I mean,
there are some degrees.
If you're found with an ounce of pot, that's different than found with 20 pounds of pot.
I think there's a difference in the crime, just in stealing. I think it's a felony over $50 or $75. Maybe it's gone up with inflation,
right?
And less. So there's all of that to consider. But I'm just wondering if the IRS, now that you're out, is either going to want to make an example of you, or they're going to back off because they're going to look bad.
Well, we shall see what happens. But I was, it's a pretty convoluted story as to what I did or what I didn't do.
For sure.
And trying to explain it to Jim Gallagher, who was a third party, I thought he did as good a job as can be done. But over the weekend, I was thinking about this, and really, I wasn't fined for anything that I did or didn't pay. I was fined $500,000 for the company I started. They didn't like the company they didn't like the paperwork we filled out, or they didn't like the lack of paperwork we didn't fill out.
Yeah.
Hence the $500,000 fine.
Right.
So it wasn't that they didn't like it wasn't that we were avoiding taxes. It wasn't that I, misreported income. None of that. It was just they didn't like the company that I set up. Therefore, they're in the process of slapping the $500,000 fine on me.
Now, did it come to their attention because you amended your return?
I don't think so.
I had my accountant tell me that sometimes happens.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they were checking all of the people who were involved in this, which is why there are now thousands all across the country who were in a similar situation to me.
Well, I'll tell you, this is endlessly fascinating, and I think you maybe want to restart that company because you're going to get a lot of invitations to speak.
All right, Dick Weiss, we're short on time. What's the best story we've never read?
Well, it's funny. I have a story that dovetails nicely. In Westchester County, the recession has hit hard. They're laying off nannies, and they're people who are just getting by on $300,000 a year. And they're telling jokes to each other like, what's the difference between a mortgage banker and a pigeon?
What's that? What?
A pigeon can make a deposit on a BMW. So I recommend that. It's in the Washington Post by a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter, Ann Hall, who didn't have anything better to do, I guess, that week, and going up and reporting on how tough times are in Westchester County. But, of course, you're from Long Island, so it might be hard for you to relate, right?
There you go. Dick Weiss, always a pleasure. Sorry we're short on time. We'll have more time next week. Thanks, Dick.
Okay, take care.
Dick
Bye-bye.
Weiss, WeissWrite.com, also a media critic, grilling me on my story in the media as well. No stone goes unturned with good old Dick Weiss. WeissWright.com for the best story never read. WeissWright.com.